Yeah, I didn't have time the last 2 weekends to myself. But I made it to Friday night's meeting.
Yeah.
Isaac and Joyce hosted. Yeah. And I learned the lesson. Don't argue. I'll tell you why I'm there. No, I squat with the sister, and that's what she said. She's like, stop painting those comments, because I said, go take groups. Because she always posts the little crap, like, Ted Cruz, she posted this thing. Oh yeah, if you want to vote protest, we want to vote blue. So I fired blackness and go Ted Cruz. And she's like, stop with these. And she's a sister, she meets with the North District. So I learned that. Oh well. Yeah, but I ain't voting blue, no. Hey, Diner, how are you? Good. So no kidding, I did that. I did that because I was responding to her post. She likes to post all this kind of stuff. She posts lipstick stuff.
Right now, I like women.
No, but she's posting liberal. It was her post, not mine.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, it got me fired up.
So that can't show me because it might get me fired up.
Nah, I just...
We're two people. That's what we have to take care of each other.
There you go.
Seriously.
No, but I was out of town. Stupid. And I'll be out of town next week.
Yep.
Take you guys to where I'm
at. I don't want
to. You already know the answer.
You're going to get me all fired up.
And all the right, forget next
time. We all understand the other things that everybody
likes to do.
We need those other things outside. We're here because, right, we're here because we have something in common that the divine, the Christ exalting love.
Hey!
Amen.
Oh, how are you?
Sorry,
right.
Good to see you.
Amen.
Yeah, Thursday.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, 7:30.
All right.
Lord Jesus.
Maybe we'll go back to Thursdays, right? Maybe that, right?
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We praise you.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you for who you are.
Amen.
Oh, that you are the new wine.
Amen.
You are in the new wineskin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We want to be this wineskin.
Amen.
Containing you as the new wine.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're invigorating.
Amen.
You're energizing.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for wooing us.
Amen.
For winning us.
Amen.
Thank you. We could be here this morning.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We like to exalt you.
Amen.
Extol you.
Amen.
Tell you we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
We
love you, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We praise you.
Amen. Right.
Can we sing hymn 1145? God gave his son to man to be
the
tree of life, so rich and free.
Amen.
That every man may taste and see that God is good for food.
Amen.
Yes, God is good for food.
Amen.
Yes,
God is good for food.
Amen.
We've tasted.
Amen.
We testify.
Yes.
God is good for food.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
11:45.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Taste it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
God gave his son to man to be the tree of life so rich and free that every man may taste and see that God is good for food. Yes, God is good for food. Yes, God is good for food. We taste it and we test testify that God is good for food. We eat his bread and take God in, and as we eat, we live by him. For all the elements within this feast are God himself. Yes, Jesus is our feast. Yes, Jesus is our feast. We eat this feast and live by him, for Jesus is our feast. Christ Jesus is the food we eat. He is our bread, he is our meat. He is our life supply complete. We daily eat of him. We daily eat of him. We daily eat of him. He is our life supply complete. We daily eat of him. This feast is so enjoyable, to men it's so available, for God sent whosoever will may come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat. For God sent whosoever will may come and freely eat.
Verse 4 again.
This feast is so enjoyable, to men it's so available, for God said whosoever will may come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat. For God said whosoever will may come and freely eat.
Oh, yes, come and freely eat.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the invitation.
Amen.
Come and freely eat.
Amen.
Lord, yes.
Oh, when we eat this feast, we take God in.
Amen.
Amen. As we eat, we live by him.
Amen.
Amen. For all the elements within this feast are God himself.
Amen.
Amen. Holy for all the elements within this feast.
Amen.
They are God himself.
Amen.
Right, Lord, praise you this morning at your table.
Amen.
You are the process triune God.
Amen.
Made a feast for man.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
So available.
Amen. Jesus is our feast.
Amen.
Jesus is our feast.
Oh, this table declares that Jesus is our feast.
Amen.
Jesus is our feast.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Gracious Lord, thy name, I am, is.
Amen.
I am.
Amen. Gracious Lord, thy name, I am, is.
Precious name, how rich and full tis. All inclusive, faithful to tis. All we need, thou art. Thou the Son, the Father in thee, as the Spirit. Thou the Father's life you're telling, righteous thou art, one with God, well pleasing his heart. Thou within to us dost impart harmony with God. Thou art life and thou art light, Lord. Death has swallowed, banished night, Lord. Thou hast quickened, given sight, Lord. We are now set free. Thou art resurrection power.
Meets our need to utter fullness.
Amen.
And from us overflow.
Amen.
Pure and holy righteousness thou art. Yeah. One with God, well pleasing his heart.
Amen.
Thou within to us thy impart.
Amen.
One
with
God.
Amen.
Oh, gracious Lord, thy name I am.
Amen. Amen.
Precious name. How rich and full it is.
Right.
All inclusive, amen. Faithful to it is.
Amen.
All we need thou
art. Amen.
Amen.
All we need thou art.
Amen.
Lord, we are one with you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you so much to us.
Amen.
They will testify you've died and resurrected.
Amen.
You became the all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
Also the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
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 What thou art meets our every need.
Amen.
Amen.
O Lord,
as we consider thee, we worship thee for all thou art. Thou art so rich, so wonderful. Continually, thou art. to us our light, the God in whom we all delight. For thou art meets our every need, our hearts are full with praise to thee. All our desires the dust exceed, and satisfy continually.
Partake of all thou art. Lord, here this morning, we're partaking of your humanity.
Amen.
We're partaking of your crucifixion.
Amen.
We're partaking of your death and resurrection.
Amen.
Lord, your ascension and your enthronement.
Amen.
Lord, praise you as the minister.
Amen.
Ministering the heavenly things to us right now.
Amen.
Thank you for all that you are.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Oh, you are man.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you are a slave.
Hallelujah.
You are our king.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You're the great light.
Amen.
Oh, you're the one with all authority.
Amen.
Praise you.
Hallelujah.
You're our light.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, from the unfooled, untreated cloth to be our garment.
That's right.
Oh, outwardly covering us.
Amen.
We can be righteous before God.
Amen.
And also inwardly satisfying.
Amen.
As to wield new wine.
Amen.
God's every need.
Thank you, Lord, for not remaining untreated.
Amen.
Oh, but becoming the new garment.
Amen.
Oh, this morning we're here putting you on as the new garment.
Amen.
Lord, oh, Lord, you were processed.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you went through death.
Amen.
You went through resurrection.
Amen.
You became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Oh, to bring all of God.
Amen.
Oh, to us.
Amen. Amen.
To be our garment.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know, Saints, maybe we could sing this hymn again. This seems like a very appropriate hymn to sing. One, because it's on the praise of the Father, but also in the context of this week with the, you know, we're beginning to cover a variety of aspects of who Christ is.
Amen.
In the New Testament.
Yes.
Anyway, maybe we can sing this.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord, as we consider Thee, we worship Thee for all Thou art. Thou art so rich, so wonderful, so dear and precious to our heart. What Thou art meets our every need. Our hearts are full with praise to Thee. And satisfy continually.
Sisters, sisters, too.
Thou art
and then brothers,
the very God, God is true.
Amen.
The God who is both life and life.
Amen. Oh, the God who is to us our life.
Share thee as thy counterpart.
exceed all our desires.
Amen.
And satisfy continuously.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Feast on you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
We go on to enjoy this feast. 11:12. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, how glorious is thy table, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah for this feast.
Amen.
Hallelujah for this feast.
Amen.
Oh, how glorious
is thy table, Lord. Thou, the man, our host, presiding. In thy house, thy home abiding. Oh, how glorious is thy table, Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah for refreshing is thy table, Lord. So completely satisfying, day by day our needs supplying. How refreshing is thy table, Lord.
This table, Lord.
Amen.
Testifies of your death and your resurrection.
Amen.
You died and produced many grains.
Amen.
Oh, dear physician, thank you for healing us.
Amen.
Thank you for saving us.
Amen.
Now you are bridegroom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yes.
We're feasting.
Right.
That's right. Oh, we're not fasting, we're feasting.
Amen.
Testifies, we are feasting.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your son.
Amen.
He wanted to gain not only a body, but a bride for him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are that bride, Father.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
We're your counterpart this morning.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
Yes. Such a portion.
Amen.
Oh, this cup.
Yes.
Oh, the cup of blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you for bringing us in.
Right.
Father, thank you. There's a feast here this morning.
Right.
We're in the fellowship with your dear son.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Father,
right.
Thank you for granting us your beloved.
Amen.
You have reached us, Lord.
Amen.
So enjoy you.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, Father, we love you.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Oh, for spreading a table before us.
Amen.
For giving us your son.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for providing for us.
Amen.
Such a rich provision.
Amen.
Your very dear son.
Amen.
Father, we come back and tell you we love you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Full of your appreciation.
Amen.
Oh, we appreciate you, Father.
Yes.
We love you, Father.
Amen.
Abba, Father.
Abba, Father.
Abba, Father.
Amen.
Abba, Father.
Amen.
love you.
Amen.
Father, we love you. 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 Father, we love you.
Source of everything.
Amen.
We worship you.
Amen.
We enjoy you.
Amen.
That's right, Father. We love you.
Amen.
Oh, in the spirit of sonship.
Amen.
You sent the spirit of your Son into our hearts.
Yes.
Which we cry, Abba,
Father.
Amen. Abba, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Abba, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Abba, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. In the universe, there is a Father.
Amen.
Wonderful, right? We have His life and we have His nature.
Amen.
And He's, and the bride is being produced.
Yes.
The bride is about expression, right? The bride will match the bridegroom.
That's right.
The one who fully expresses the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. So we'll transition to the prophesying meeting. We began a new morning revival book on experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ.
Amen.
Right? These last morning revival and this one seem to be particularly wonderful and tasty. So why don't we'll go through and we'll read the verses day by day in groups, right? Exercising our spirit. And then we'll pick a day to pray read right there at the end.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Day one?
Yeah, day one.
All right. The people sitting in darkness have seen a great light, and to those sitting in the region and shadow of death, to them light has risen. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
But the centurion answered and said, Lord, only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. Now when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed, truly I say to you, with no one in Israel have I found such great faith.
Amen.
And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with the tax collectors and sinners? Now when he heard this, he said, those who are strong have no need of a physician, but those who are ill. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
Jesus said to them, the sons of the bride chamber cannot mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them, can they? But days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. At that time, the kingdom of the heavens will be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Amen.
No one puts a patch patch of unfold cloth on an old garment, for that which fills it up pulls away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. And he also spoke a parable to them. No one tears a patch from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. Otherwise he will tear the new garment, and also the patch from the new will not match the old.
Neither do they put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the wineskins burst, and the wine pours out, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved. For even as the body is one, and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. So why don't we turn back to day one, and we'll read the very first verse together again, and then we can pray over it. Matthew 4:16.
The people sitting in darkness have seen a great light, and to those sitting in the region and shadow of death, to them light has risen.
People sitting in darkness.
Oh Lord, we've seen a great light.
Amen.
That great light.
Amen.
Have seen a great light.
Amen.
A great light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A great light.
Amen.
Amen.
People sitting in darkness have seen a great light.
Amen.
We were in darkness, but then we saw a great light.
Amen.
Lord, you're that great light.
Amen.
Lord, you're a great light.
Amen.
Right. Lord, you're a great light.
Amen.
Great light.
Hallelujah.
Shadow of death.
Amen.
And to those sitting in the region and
shadow of death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we were just those.
That's right.
Oh, we were just those sitting.
Amen.
Sitting in the region and the shadow of death.
Yes.
But to them, light has risen.
Amen. To them, light has risen.
Amen.
I brought to give an opening word here just to set the foundation so all of you can build upon it with your portion of Christ.
Amen.
And this morning I see some new faces. If you're new among us, you're here in the right place, the right time. As we begin a new series of messages titled Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ.
Amen.
You know, it's a rather a simple title, but there are a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
And actually, this message is, we'll spend about next 2 years to get into about 400 messages to get into crystals of crystals. Mine from the entire New Testament.
Right.
So for the next 12 weeks, we'll get into these crystals from Matthew, from Acts, and next year we'll continue the same way. But here, basically, like the previous messages or outline saints, these messages are composed of crystals. Because in the past, its message has an overarching subject, or you can call it crystal. And then the succeeding points are supporting that theme. But here, each of the outline points will be a crystal extracted from, especially this week, from Book of Matthew. So this matter of experiencing and enjoying and expressing Christ, saints, we need to get into the intrinsic significance of this title, which is this matter of experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ is the heart of the divine revelation.
Amen.
And this is the central thought of God's eternal economy.
Amen.
So the divine revelation and God's eternal economy all evolve around this person,
right.
Christ. And we'll see various aspects of Christ mine from all these books. And especially here, we need to see the relationship between these matters, experience, enjoyment, and expression. So our experience of Christ and our enjoyment of Christ are for the corporate expression of Christ as the organic body of Christ, consummating in the New Jerusalem as the ultimate expression of Christ. So our experience of Christ comes first, and then as we experience Christ, various aspects of Christ, we want to enjoy him.
Amen.
One of the facts the brother mentioned in this message was we may have many experiences of Christ, just like we go through many experiences in our human life, but not necessarily have any kind of enjoyment.
That's right.
So we need to have this in mind, especially in Philippians 2:2. Apostle Paul said, you think the same thing. What is this thing? There's only one thing that we need to keep in our mind, that is to have subjective experience of Christ.
Amen.
And saints, especially when we come to our experience, this is primarily to do with our spirit. And this matter of enjoyment is mainly to do with our soul. So as we experience Christ, going through these points, point after point, we want to enjoy him.
Amen.
And we should not be content. You know, some of these matters presented in the Gospels, you may think, oh, I've heard this before. I had some experience, but we need to have a fresh experience of Christ.
Amen.
So I'll just spend the rest of the time, just a few minutes left here, just going through just points here, and the rest, you can just fill all the holes and lack here. So Roman number one, Christ, the first aspect. Christ is the great light.
Amen.
Just like we pray read, he's the great light shining on those sitting in darkness and rising on those sitting in the region and shadow of death.
Amen.
So this is from Matthew 4:16, and primarily this probably was our first experience of Christ.
Right.
I was the one sitting in darkness.
Right.
I had no idea of my true condition as a sinner until the Lord comes as the great light.
Yeah.
I had no clue what his eternal plan was. But when the Lord comes, saints, the light comes.
Yeah.
And second aspect here, the centurion, this is from Matthew 8. The centurion saw the Lord was one who had authority. Here's another aspect, saints, because the Lord was a man under authority.
Yeah.
As the God-man in his humanity on the earth, the Lord Jesus was absolutely under the ruling of the divine life of the Father. And because he was a man under the Father's authority, he had the authority of the Father.
Amen.
So when we have a clear sky, this is application sense from Ezekiel 1. When we have a clear sky like an awesome crystal, a good and pure conscience, with nothing between us and the Lord, we are filled with the heavenly situation, atmosphere, and condition of the Lord's ruling presence to reign in life by grace reigning in us. Is this our experience? Brother Steve, how about our enjoyment?
Yes, amen.
Sometimes I feel like I'm still too free. I'm not under his heavenly ruling. I'm still short in this matter. And when I have to experience this, I'm not enjoying it. Yeah. But since we need to make progress in this moment. Oh, Lord spoke to me this week. And especially he rules us in his word. He's not directing us, just restricting us, but mainly he rules us through his speaking. Another aspect, there's just so much to unpack here. Another aspect, physician, I speed up here. Christ, in calling people to follow him for the kingdom, the Lord Jesus, as the King of the heavenly kingdom, ministered as a physician. If the Lord had visited us pitiful people as a judge, we all would have been condemned and rejected, and none of us would have been qualified, selected, and called to be the people of his heavenly kingdom. However, he came to minister as the physician. As our physician, the Lord heals us mainly in our spirit and our soul, healing us of our spiritual sicknesses. The tax collectors and sinners were not physically sick. Actually, they were strong.
Yeah, right.
My brother Titus, strong doesn't mean healthy.
That's right.
They needed the Lord the most.
Yeah.
As we experience the crucified Christ and live a crucified life, the resurrected Christ becomes our healing power.
Amen.
And the Lord becomes our healer.
Amen.
Another aspect, Christ is also our bridegroom.
Amen.
We need to lay hold of him not only as our physician, that our life might be recovered, but also as our bridegroom,
amen,
that we may have the enjoyment of the living in his presence.
Amen.
And Christ is also the unfold cloth, amen, our new garments. This is from Matthew 9. Christ first was the unfold cloth for making a new garment.
Amen.
And then through his death and resurrection, He was made a new garment to cover us as our righteousness before God,
amen,
that we might be justified by God and be acceptable to him.
Amen.
We just don't want to imitate him to patch all our holes, but rather the kingdom people would not take the crucified and resurrected Christ as their new garment to cover them as their righteousness before God.
Amen.
And the last point here, Christ is our new wine to be put in fresh wineskin, saints. Here, wine is our fresh enjoyment of Christ,
amen,
who has the cheering life.
Yeah.
And this enjoyment needs to be contained in the new wineskin,
amen,
which is the church.
Yes.
So now it's your turn.
Amen.
Sorry, I spent too much time here. We have about 2 minutes. Do we have any brother that can help? Okay, friend John. And okay, you can go first.
All the saints, we all should thank the Lord because we all once were sitting in darkness.
Amen.
We can thank the Lord for letting us see the great light.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. You know, you heard correctly when Brother Joseph mentioned about the next 2 years. I mean, if everything kind of goes as considered, they're looking to take 4 trainings to cover the matter of experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ.
Amen.
And the first training covers Matthew through Acts. So in these upcoming weeks, we'll be covering various matters related to experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ in those particular books.
Amen.
You know, the New Testament is a revelation of God's New Testament economy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And this revelation includes seven major items: God, Christ, the Spirit, the believers, the church, the kingdom, and the New Jerusalem. You know, these first three items, well, they're all persons. God, Christ, and the Spirit are individual persons. The believers, the church, the kingdom, and the New Jerusalem are corporate persons. So this matter is covered in the first, let me get the number here, 264 messages of the conclusion of the New Testament. I mention that because from messages 265 to the very end, 463, the remaining, they cover, this is the reason I mention this, the experience, enjoyment, and expression of Christ. So if you go to those messages, you'll see, and this is what we're covering, all the various, there's over 300 aspects of Christ. We won't be covering all of them, but we're covering quite a number. And we can experience and enjoy and express Christ. You know, experience is mainly related to our spirit. Amen. Enjoyment to our soul, yeah, and expression the body. Amen. We may experience and enjoy Christ as the great light.
Amen.
Not only is he the great light, but his teaching. Wow. His teaching was a shining light that enlightened those in darkness. Yeah. And his enlightening word has authority.
Amen.
Authority to heal. Amen. Right? To heal us. So my time is up. So anyway.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We understand in Genesis that darkness eventually, right, it covered the face of the deep. But God said, let there be light.
Amen.
And there was light. Hallelujah. So that same God is in the person of Jesus.
Amen.
Right? And as Brother Dean said, he was a great light shining in the region and shadow of death. It says to those who were sitting, that means reclining, relaxing in darkness. The whole world is sitting, reclining, relaxing in darkness. But at some period of time, how we don't know, there was a great light that came to us. And this great light comes mainly in the teaching, the speaking, the word of the Bible, the word of the truth, the word of the gospel. Hallelujah. It came to us and it enlightened us. And that great light filled us. And it's so wonderful that this great light is mainly in the speaking. So in the morning time, when we're going through these messages, that same God that said, let darkness shine, let light shine,
amen,
or let light shine in darkness, that same God is shining in our hearts,
amen,
and it heals us,
amen,
right? It heals us in our disposition, in our attitude, in our aspirations, in so many things. Hallelujah. Our God is a wonderful physician.
Amen.
And he's healing us,
yes,
to make us the sons,
yes,
of the kingdom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thanks.
I really appreciate it this whole week. I really feel like the Lord just gave me a fresh enjoyment of every aspect of Christ. But I'd like to choose the first day, day one.
Amen.
I appreciate Christ came to me as a great light. I was just realizing 28 years ago, the Lord came as a great light on a dance floor. Of all places, the Lord came as a great light to me personally at a dance floor. I was in darkness. I was dancing away. I was a musician I'm a musician. I was into a certain genre, country Tejano music. And I was dancing. And the Lord showed me, I remember specifically, as I'm turning the corner on that dance floor, a great light shone. And you know what was a revelation? You're sitting in darkness. And not even just in darkness, you're going to die. You're seeing, and he showed me a person, literally a person that I knew. And what I saw, when I saw him, I'm not trying to make this up or anything, exaggerate, but I want to be faithful to what I saw. I saw like a light was shone on his face. Wow. A dance floor normally is dark.
Yeah. Right.
Literally, the lights are dimmed.
Right.
But that moment, I saw a great light was shining on this person that I knew.
Wow.
And when I saw him, in my inward being, I had this realization, oh my goodness, this guy's dying. And I walked off that floor. I went home that night early. It was a Friday night. And I went to bed. And the next morning, the Lord told me, go buy a Bible.
Amen.
A great light came to me as a light.
Amen. Amen.
Not only on the dance floor, the next morning he gave me the Word of God.
Amen.
And I started reading the Bible for the first time from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
It took me 8 months. And then I'll finish with this. In day one, John 8:12 says, again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
This is a part that I really enjoy. He who follows me.
Yeah.
He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I can't say that all the darkness is dissipated from my heart. But hallelujah, we can follow Jesus.
Amen.
As we follow Jesus, we are following the light of life.
Amen.
He is shining in all the parts of our heart.
Amen.
So that he can what? We can enjoy him and we can express him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for day one. I really enjoyed it so much.
Amen.
You know, as Joseph stood up to open this, I saw some of us went into academic mode.
Amen.
You know? Just in class, once again. I appreciate on day three. Says, as our physician, the Lord heals us mainly in our spirit and our soul.
Amen.
Healing us of our spiritual sickness.
Amen.
The tax collectors and sinners were not physically sick,
right,
but spiritually sick. So this week was overwhelming, to say the least. Day one to day six, so many aspects, and we're getting into this and that. So I'm, in that case, I'm spiritually sick.
Right.
I just can't ingest all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I need a spiritual IV. Somebody help me. Right?
Yeah.
But what I really appreciated, y'all, was as I was considering this, you know, experiencing, enjoying, and then expressing.
Yeah.
I love in John 4:24, there's this woman who's completely disqualified. Right? The Lord goes to her and he speaks to her, and immediately what happens? She gets spiritually well. So much that she goes and tells a whole village, and then the whole village gets saved.
Amen.
Tell me, was she qualified? No. But the Lord just showed up and started speaking to her. So saints, what I would like to challenge all of you with is to forget everything you think you know. I am a good academic Bible scholar. I'm not. Some of you may be. I could care less. Forgive me. The Lord knows my heart. I'm spiritually sick. No matter whether you're 10 years old or 80 years old, you're spiritually sick every moment that you're breathing this air in the old creation. Oh, there's an opportunity for the enemy to come into our being.
Amen.
But we, this, the Lord spoke this to this woman. God is spirit.
Amen.
And those who worship him must worship in spirit.
Amen.
This was at the height of Judaism, right? I mean, Judaism was, oh! And this woman had a lot of it in her. But the Lord said, God is spirit. So he quickly corrected her. Then her experience changed. Her enjoyment changed. Her expression changed. And a whole village got saved.
Amen.
If you want to save a village, experience the triune God.
Amen.
That's the end of my gospel preaching.
All right. I like from Roman numeral 3 EP. If the Lord had visited us, pitiful people as judged, we all would have been condemned and rejected. Mm. And none of us would have been qualified, selected, and called to be the people of his heavenly kingdom. Yeah. However, he came to minister as a physician to heal, recover, enliven, and save us.
Amen.
So that we might be reconstituted to be his new and heavenly citizens.
Amen.
With whom he could establish his heavenly kingdom on this corrupted earth.
Right.
And then from day 3 it says, yeah, those tax collectors and sinners were not physically sick, they were spiritually sick. While the Lord Jesus was feasting with them, he was healing with them. The Lord was telling the Pharisees, you are the judges, but I am the physician. As a physician, I can heal only the sick ones.
Yeah.
If you feel that you are not ill, then I have nothing to do with you, and I cannot heal you. And then it says at the end, although the Lord may or may not heal us in our body, he is always ready to heal us in every part of our spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Louder, please.
Annalise, a little bit louder.
I really like the part about the garment. When you fix the garment, the story about Lazarus and all of the things. The first day, on day one, God was saying he was the light.
Yes.
So, and he was the physician. And as I was trying to figure out what it was, you want to fix things, but we have leprosy, we want to fix it. Tears our garment, we want to fix them. But in the word, it says, everything that the Lord has gone through and all of his experiences, suffering and everything, one thing is joy. You need that joy. Him as joy, we really want him to come back because we just need to enjoy him.
Amen. Amen.
Focus on enjoying the Lord rather than trying to fix things.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. All of our old man, all of our old clothes, all of our
clothes, that's right.
All of that.
Amen.
We just need to put on Christ.
Amen. I'd just like to continue with the physician. The Lord he's every positive thing. So he's a physician. But I like this contrast between a judge and a physician. So the self-righteous Pharisees, they actually weren't righteous, even. But they were self-righteous. They thought they were righteous. So they were expecting a judge. Right? Because the judge, it says, the judge's judgment is according to righteousness. But the Lord didn't come as a judge.
Right.
He came as a physician.
Amen.
Because, and that healing is according to mercy and grace.
Amen.
So what does a physician need? He needs some sick people.
Yes.
brothers and sisters, we are fully qualified.
Amen.
We're qualified to meet this physician.
Amen.
It's like you got to have, you've got something to pour into. You got to have something to pour into.
Yeah. Right.
You need a container.
That's
us.
Yeah.
We need the healing. And the healing is mostly the Lord is healing us in our spirit and in our soul.
Amen.
I just really enjoyed that. This is a very special physician.
Amen.
He's the best physician.
Yes.
You may need some healing physically, but really, we need our healing inside, right?
Yes.
Things you can't see. Our spirit and our soul.
Yeah.
Amen.
And anyway, I just thoroughly enjoyed that. The Lord, to qualify us, to qualify us to be the heavenly people in his kingdom, he had to heal us.
Amen.
And I like that, you say, what you said about seeing this great light.
Yeah.
Was that a healing, brother?
That was a healing.
That was a healing.
Yeah.
You were just like, I'm sick. I don't know I'm sick, but now I know I'm sick. The Lord is just so, so precious, and he's rich. He's rich in mercy and grace.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoy this portion, although it's stacked on the physician part as well. I enjoy enjoyed that portion on day two in regards to Christ being the physician and the bridegroom. And I just was reading that when Brother Joseph was speaking about if you go to the doctor and he's in an upset mood, right? He's not an enjoyable person. Right. Who wants to go to a doctor upset, right? And then on the other hand, who wants to be in a bridegroom's party or in a chamber and they're upset, right? So this shows that Christ is an enjoyable person,
amen,
right? And I realize also that if I'm in the darkness, no one is really going to listen to what I have to say. But if I'm in the light, right, then maybe someone will may listen. I don't know. We'll see. But if that just shows when the Lord was walking along the sea, he was a great light. He was not a good-looking person. He didn't come as a great, like, oh, look at me, and be like, wow, he's so beautiful. Right. I'll follow him. No, he called these ones, but they saw something in him. And then also with being a judge, if he came as a judge, you know, that would be pitiful to people, right?
Yeah.
They would feel we would feel condemned, we would feel rejected. None of us would be qualified and selected. But the Lord Jesus didn't come for these people, these strong people. He came for the sick ones. Each one of us is sick. I am very sick. I don't have enough light, right? But I have hope. And my hope is in Christ. And he's the one, as long as I go to him in every situation, right? We have these turmoils. If I'm not in turmoil, I'm probably not going to be turning to the Lord. But I literally just enjoy this portion of that he was such an enjoyable person. And last week, I think we covered that Mary poured out her whole bottle. And even the disciples who followed him were like, what a waste is this? But she saw how much of an enjoyable person he was that she was willing to pour out all of her possessions for him.
Right.
Amen. I enjoyed day five. He is a humble soul. And the ministry says, do not try to improve your open. And I don't think I try to improve my old man, but many times I pray, Lord, help me not to lose my temper. Help me, I don't want to do this. I don't, help me not to do this, to do that. That kind of thing is, I realized that to improve my old man. So, in day five, the Lord said, by your fasting to the disciples of John, by your fasting, you show that you realize that you have holes in your garments that need to be mended.
Yeah.
You are utilizing me to patch your holes. You are cutting a piece from my unfold clothes to mend the holes in your garments. But my clothes is full of shrinking power. Don't put any part of it on your old torn garments.
Yeah,
if you do, the hole will be larger.
Yeah.
So my garments are torn and full of holes. So I just want to patch it. patch it. But they cannot make it. But praise the Lord. The Lord's intention was to give himself to us as a piece, was himself to us, not as a piece of unfold clothes, but as a complete finished garment.
Amen.
It might put on as our righteousness to be justified before God. So we don't need the unfold clothes, just a piece, just a patch. We need the whole garment.
Entirely.
The living person inside me, inside us, to live that life, that kind of living.
Amen.
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 I experienced the Lord Jesus as
us realize that that experience was for the body. He loves the body. I wrote some in my notes to save that experience. I'll read just, yeah. What a privilege it is to have a romantic relationship with the one who is love itself, to be under his continual dispensing, and to become preciousness itself to him. Abide in him, abide in his love. Abide in love, abide in you. Abide, how romantic. How deep is your eternal love? He will be jubilant over you with rejoicing. Zephaniah 3:17. Nothing is cheering me on outwardly. It is actually so discouraging and depressing. Yet I'm so happy with it. It's a mystery what this wonderful person does. And I got some verses. John 15. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
Amen.
And from Song of Songs 7. How beautiful and how pleasant in delights you are, O love. And from Isaiah 29:19. And the afflicted will increase their joy in Jehovah, and the needy of mankind will exult in the Holy One of Israel.
Amen.
And the last verse that I enjoyed was Isaiah 3:17. Jehovah your God is in the midst of you, is a mighty one who saves. He will be jubilant over you with rejoicing. He will rest in his love. He will exult over you with a ringing shout.
Amen.
So he is a God of joy, and he wants to deliver this joy into all of us.
Amen.
A new wine.
I really enjoyed the brothers sharing about we just want to fix things, but we need to put on joy, put on Christ. You know, there is no hope for us unless we spend time with the Lord.
Yeah.
And I think I share this every week, but I'm just starting to get it. This is absolutely not behavior. The light is Christ himself as the light of life. And I enjoyed the part in day one about Jesus didn't make a display of power. He was just walking around as a normal, common person. But when he contacted people by the Sea of Galilee, he shined upon them.
Okay.
And what the Lord was speaking to me was, I need to shine upon other people, but I can't shine unless I'm shined upon.
Yeah.
We just, wherever Christ comes, light comes. And as a great light, he springs up. But he can't spring up unless he's springing up with inside of me every morning.
Yeah.
You know, I just love the Lord so much. He's so precious. And on day two, the centurion, I finally saw why he had the greatest faith. The Lord told him, you have the greatest faith. Because the centurion saw that the Lord was speaking. His word was a healing word. His authority is exercising his word, and the Lord's authority is infused into us by him. So anyway, when we see the Lord and listen to him, his being is infused into us.
Right. Yeah.
And as we behold the Lord, his beauty and his excellency and his pure virtues, we get a living element. And that's why the Lord is called the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Every morning, when we see the Lord and listen to him, this is our Christian life.
Yeah.
And not just in the morning, but that's our good start. And then I really enjoyed on day three, the Lord took every opportunity given to him, by every negative thing around him, to give a very sweet revelation of himself.
Amen.
Our God is sweet.
Yes.
We are those despised ones, but our God came to minister healing, recovery, life, and everything we need.
Amen.
But we need to spend time with him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We need to spend time with them.
Amen.
You know, this is a really rich week this week.
Yes.
So many aspects of Christ.
Yeah.
Wonderful aspects of Christ. And we could read this morning revival and gain all that knowledge.
Yeah.
How wonderful Christ is. But not experience it.
Yeah.
And that was a feeling I had this week is, Lord, I want to experience you.
Amen.
I don't want to know about you. I want to experience you.
Amen.
In my daily life. This portion about them being the physician is the Lord told the Pharisees, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
Wow.
For I did not come to call the righteous and sinners. The Pharisees and all of us need to go and learn what this means. In the church life, we do not want to portray the Lord as a judge to people. We want to express him. We want to experience, enjoy, and express him as a physician to people. Anyway, we're all sick.
Yeah.
So why can't we? I mean, we should be able to experience in this aspect as a physician, as one that heals us.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone here that's not sick.
Yeah.
You know? So we got to take the time to go to him in all these aspects and to experience him in these aspects. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Do it in us.
Amen.
So I found out on day three, when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with the tax collectors? Well, for years and years and years, I didn't let anybody know that I was one. Because I said, then they won't eat with me, or I didn't understand it. I didn't understand. Then when I found out, like the tax collectors and anybody else, I found out I was sick, and what I needed was a physician rather than a judge. And as a tax collector, you get to judge a lot of things, you know. That's right, this is wrong, it says this, it doesn't say that. We sticking to this, whether you're sick, dying, or dead. It does not matter. We're gonna do it this way. And so I wanted nobody to know that, you know? And then somebody found out and went all over church. But I knew that I needed a physician. I knew that. And I didn't care what they knew. It got to a point where I did not care what they knew. But it took a while, because a long time I was beating myself up for a job that was really good. It was a good job. And so I started trying not to collect. That's what happened. And I started getting in trouble because I wasn't trying to collect. So I had to make a decision, and the decision was that I had a physician, and he knew what I was. I could have been a tax collector, I needed help. I could have been a physical physician, I would still need help. I could have been a prostitute, I need help. I could have been a nurse, I need help. I don't care what you are. When you are in the kingdom, you need help. You need a physician in lieu of a judge. And I was trying to walk this fine line of being a judge and this, and I said, forget that. I mean, it's just not working. And when I took a stand It's so wonderful to go ahead and just take a stand to be bold for Christ.
Amen.
If you like it, I'm glad. If you don't, I don't care, but it doesn't change. Now, that is a fact, but it's a way to draw people. And so I had to learn that in the church life, because I knew some scripture. I was kind of hard, you know what I mean? But once I got here, and I heard little bells ringing, and you guys showing me, my sisters and brothers showing me that it's not necessary. It isn't necessary to be judgmental. You just keep living for God, and they'll get the idea.
Amen.
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 Okay, so let me go ahead and do a closing here, and what I'm going to focus on is the general subject. The general subject is experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ.
Amen.
And so this particular message one, brings out six aspects of Christ, from the great light all the way to being the new wine. Now, there's a lot of fellowship these days related to experiencing Christ. It really means that we need to have opportunities where we realize, Lord, I need to experience you.
Yes.
Because if it's presented that Christ is the great light, what's opposite of light? Darkness. I mean, we need to experience a lot more of Christ's light.
Amen.
Then if he is the one under authority, that means we need to experience him being under authority.
Amen.
Then there's the one as the physician. That definitely points that we need some serious healing.
Amen.
We're sick not only psychologically,
yeah,
but we're also sick spiritually.
Yeah.
The problem, I think, with a lot of these is we don't realize that we are these kind of patients.
Right.
We need help.
Amen.
You know? So, just real quick. You know, we've heard that to experience Christ is mainly or primarily in our spirit. And to enjoy the Lord is primarily in our soul. You know, when we do something, the enjoyment's in our soul. We like it. This term means, I like it, means my soul likes it.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's where the enjoyment comes from. My point is this. The problem with experiencing Christ is that it's not mainly with our spirit. The problem is with our soul. That's where the big problem is, our soul. And that's where transformation takes place, is in our soul. Of course, the glorification is in twinkling of an eye. But the longest part of the process is transformation, which takes our whole life. So, some of us, mostly sisters, they're too much in the emotions. And others of us, mostly brothers, we're too much in our mind. Okay, it's not exclusively, but just too much. In order to enjoy Christ, we need to deal with every part of our soul. Our mind, emotion, and will. And, you know, there's a lot of fellowship and ministry on that. Our tastes need a lot of work. My taste needs work. Our love needs work. Our desires need work. Our choices need work. We need to work on every part of our soul such that eventually we can have the proper expression of Christ. Otherwise, what we express, it's not Christ. It's something else. So then we have this portion. I like to read one portion here from this book that was brought out. The name of the book is Experiencing Christ. It was given in 1978. And the fellowship here, there is based on this particular book as the base. And then we have all the points. On page 340 says here, although the Philippians were good, the Philippian believers, they had lost their enjoyment of Christ. They may have had a proper spirit, but there was a problem in their soul. They might have been one in spirit, but they were definitely not one in soul. And that's the background of Philippians. Of course, you know, there were, I think chapter 2, there were two sisters, Iodice and Syntyche, and he was telling them that they need to think the one thing. That's pretty serious. Your name is mentioned in the word? That's serious. You tell them they need to think the one thing. That means they were having such strife that Paul had to write it out. Tell so-and-so to think the one thing. Ooh, now that's light. So now the example, the Christ as light. How do we experience each of these items? When we get to these items, we need to ask ourselves, how do I experience him as this?
Yeah.
Because there are going to be another, 436 of them down the road, right? This is only the first, I don't even know, this message had six. This message one had six.
Yes.
So here we go, right?
Right.
First one, Christ is the great light. Okay, the people were sitting in darkness, have seen a great light. And those sitting in the region and shadow of death, to them light has risen. Then you go to Matthew 13:43, and a verse here says, then the righteous will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. How do you reconcile these two? On the one hand, they're sitting in darkness. On the other hand, you have the righteous will shine forth like the sun in their kingdom. That means they saw that great light.
Yeah.
They received that light. That light shined in them, and then eventually they become just like the sun.
Amen.
Wow. Eventually the Lord says,
amen.
What? You are the light of the world.
Amen.
So that means he, the great light, shined in them. So eventually we were saved, brothers and sisters, and my time is up. That's only one point. Oh, Lord Jesus. Before we were saved, we were sitting in a region. We didn't even know we were in darkness.
Yeah.
Look, think of it. Peter, Paul, and John, they're there fishing, making a livelihood. And it said they were in darkness.
Right.
And the great light appeared to them. You know, we're working. We were saved. We saw the light. How about now that we're working? How's our living? Is it in the light? How's our working? Is it in the light? You know, and then, of course, you have the next point, the one under authority, Lord Jesus. You know, when we have the divine life, only the divine life can submit.
Right.
I seriously tell you, I cannot submit. I'm a brother, okay? We have brothers,
yeah.
Fellowship, and we're married too, right?
Yeah.
Some of us.
Right. Yep.
Brother Bob, what's the secret? It's the divine life.
Yes.
Right? And then, of course, you have the physician. You have already shared this. You know, if we saw the Lord as the great light, we'll realize that we're sick.
Yeah.
We need the Lord. And we will say, Lord, have mercy on me, heal me. Lord, really heal me.
Amen.
So when we experience Christ as the crucified one and live the crucified life, then we are empowered with the resurrection life to experience him as the healing one.
Yes.
So this is how we experience these points. Anyway, there's so many of them, brothers and sisters. We just need to ask ourselves, Lord, how do I experience this particular point?
Amen.
And allow the Lord to shine on us and to shine in that situation. So that we can get the benefit, right? We just don't want to hear about him.
Right.
We want to enjoy him.
Amen.
And we want to express him.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask you one thing. You know, I don't know how much time you spent with the Lord, right? Can you add 10 more minutes to your time with the Lord this week? If you have zero, add plus 10 minutes. If you normally have 10 minutes, add 10 more minutes to that. Just to spend a little bit more time with the Lord. Okay? I don't know. That might be a lot for some of you. I know I have a tight schedule too, but just add 10 more minutes and see what the Lord would do in that time.
Okay?
Amen.
Sorry.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we'll end the meeting right after some announcements. But before we go to announcements, it seems that there's a lot of new faces. So why don't we take a minute to, if you'd like to introduce yourself. We can start with this section here. If there's anybody new or visiting? No? Okay, how about this section here? No? How about you?
I'm just visiting.
You're just visiting?
Yeah, I live in Munich.
You live in Munich, Germany, really?
Yeah. So I used to live here in Austin, and visiting for business reasons, and I wanted to find a church, you know?
Oh, good.
And I'm glad I came.
Wow.
I like the community spirit, you know, it's like an assembly, more like a kingdom thing, you know?
Right. Yeah. So,
well, Dananama.
Huh?
Dananama.
Ah, my name is Tuvo, but I come out of Nicaragua. I come from Nicaragua originally. Oh, okay. So.
Wow. Are you related to David? David?
No.
Okay.
So you came from Munich to visit us.
I came for business.
Business.
Yes, yeah. And
looking for a place here, to be, right?
Fun church, so I came.
But I'm saying, you really came from Munich to visit us. that was the Lord's arrangement for you to do that. And we have someone that was here who moved to Munich. Actually, there's Trevor and Nathaniel and quite a few. So very good. Welcome. What's your name?
Hugo.
Very good to meet you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? How about here?
Hello. This is from Lubbock. And I'm so happy to be in this clinic. I feel like all the healing work. Other thing that I'm happy about is that we have the Word of God that brings us to life, and that we have such power that we can shine forth and speak the Word, and we can feel and praise the Lord.
Amen. These are my uncle and aunt, Uncle Andrew and Aunt Esther Grigg, visiting from the church in Winnipeg, Canada.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Very good to be with the saints here.
Amen. Wonderful.
This is Grace Kim. She's visiting from Daegu, Korea.
Wow.
She's taking hospitality with us until time to go to Anaheim for the winter training.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Hi.
Welcome.
And I just want to say, because the God that shines out of darkness and the light, and he shines.
Amen.
Into our hearts.
Amen.
To illuminate.
Amen.
The glory of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, for the church life.
Amen. Hallelujah. He illuminated his face in our hearts.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Here? Oh, Matula's here.
Great to see you again, Matula.
Hi, Matula.
Where's Matula?
Matula!
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
That's our next door neighbor. Yes.
Yeah.
From Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Anybody else from Afghanistan?
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Okay, so we have a few announcements. Put my glasses on here. Okay, so this week we're on Life Study of Romans, messages 50 and 51. The important items are there's a new Holy Word for Morning Revival for sale, right? It's $5.50. You can get it back in the book room, and it's wonderful. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. Next, there's a college conference coming, and it's almost upon us. November 1st through the 3rd, and there's the need for some hospitality, although they're going to open up hotels, so it's not as many, but there's still a need. So, and there's a link in the email for you to click on if you are available or can offer some space. Next, on Saturday, October 25th and 26th, some saints will be departing Austin to visit the trainees. So they're going to put together trainee care packages. And we've all heard the reports of how encouraging it is for the saints to know that they are not forgotten, right? And a note or a coffee card or whatever, they greatly appreciate. It needs to be, by Thursday or by Friday evening, no later than Friday evening, the 25th, but preferably by Thursday, the 24th.
Right.
Okay. Next, the gospel calendar needs to be ordered if you'd like one. The 2025 gospel calendar, again, there's an order form in the email. There's a link there. Winter 2024 semi-annual training. Isn't it wonderful to hear these things, right? And to be able to be there, three more trainings, right? Three more trainings. These items are going to be released. And to be in that atmosphere under the hearing of the word with all the saints, it changes you. It infuses you. So we, if there's any way to go, we like to be able to go. So the deadline, you can now register to attend the training in person. The deadline is October 30th. And again, the details are found in the link here. Then finally, 2024 Thanksgiving, International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. The 2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference will be held in Atlanta. Detailed information regarding the conference can be found in this email in the upcoming events section. If you plan to attend, please sign up by clicking the link. And then finally, the final Olympic Games gospel trip reports are here also in this link. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's one other before you go. Toddlers are in cabin 102 and K through 6 are in the playground for the parents. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.